This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I don't know if you guys were a big fans of this show or
Huge
not.
Fan.
I do remember watching it, but kind of shocking news that the star of Airwolf, the 80s action series, Jan Michael Vincent, died. He actually died well over a month ago, but his family kept it a secret.
Yeah,
he died at 73 on February 10th after suffering a heart attack.
I thought he died in 1980.
Oh, you thought he was long dead?
I honestly thought he was dead.
You don't know,
Jan Michael Vincent, know who the guy is. He was cool.
No. This theme song is cool as
hell. Oh, my God. It's one of the most
I know you love Airwolf.
Oh, my God.
I just have never seen a single episode of it, but I'm with you on the theme, so they got me by the theme song already.
The theme is amazing.
I mean, all those helicopter battles.
Tons of helicopter battles. Jesus. The helicopter could have jets, and it could do a loop-de-loop.
Wow.
These helicopters are doing insane things in this show.
I know. It was so awesome, dude. The song really ends sweet, too. But
so he made his name in the 70s with movies like The Mechanic with Charles Bronson and Hooper with Burt Reynolds. In 1983, he appeared on the ABC miniseries The Winds of War. And that's after that he got the gig as the chopper pilot Stringfellow Hawk on Airwolf.
Oh, my God.
Hawk! It ran only 2 years.
That's all it needed.
But he was, at the time, the highest paid actor on television.
Oh. Which is crazy, right?
I know, right? He had a battle with drugs and alcohol. That kind of derailed his
career. That's why I thought he died, honestly. Because I know he was in trouble. He was like, had a lot of troubles.
He got into a car accident while drunk in 96 and suffered a broken neck and damaged vocal cords. He was involved in several other accidents through the years. In 2012, he had his right leg amputated due to infection. And he'd really fallen on hard times in his final years.
Yeah, he was like, he was like a real ladies' man, like back then. So,
Chuck really liked that guy.
He's the only one who knows anything about him. I don't think anyone else on the show knows
back
anything
then,
about him.
I would have done anything to be a pilot.
See
back then.
How he was at the end?
Oh, my God. He went real crypt keeper.
No clue. I've never seen this
guy. You never saw this guy?
No.
I just know his name because of Chuck. honestly. I only know Airwolf because of you guys. I don't.
You didn't even know Airwolf.
I didn't know Airwolf existed.
There was another one called Blue Thunder as well, which was another helicopter. Awesome. There's a great video out there. It's Blue Thunder versus Airwolf. Them fighting each other.
Yeah.
Oh, fan made. Amazing.
Listen to the passion in your voice.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
The best. But he looked near the end.
Well, like I said, I thought he was dead.
Dude, he looks like Satan's apprentice right now.
Yeah.
Look at that photo. My God.
Well, I think one of his eyes is gone.
Yeah. He's got like a cloudy eye. And then
that's the one he uses to see right through your soul.
His legs cut off.
A rough go.
How did he become the highest paid TV star?
Well, it was the 80s. I'm sure it wasn't a lot to be the highest paid TV star back
then. I guess
then.
It wasn't, but it was like, did they have...
The show must have done incredibly well, but yet
like
how,
in
why
one
did it only
year,
last
right?
2 years?
So like in... Well, because I think it was about him...
Yeah. Well, the picture of him, the promotional picture of him from Airwolf looks like the Russian guy in Eastbound and Down. I don't know if you know.
I can't.
He's got the same hair, dude. It's cracking me up. But
he made $40,000 an episode.
Back then was a lot.
His erratic behavior and cocaine consumption was a major reason Airwolf was canceled.
Cocaine. Yeah. Like, 80s. 80s cocaine.
Oh, my God.
This music sounds like what happens when you do cocaine.
I gotta start doing cocaine. Oh, I really do. I mean, if I want to get any good at this music.
Yeah.
You can see how you need it.
Yeah, you need it.
And it's the longest TV theme song ever, though.
No, it's not. They've just extended it. But it's got to end soon, and it's going to end awesome. But come on.
Anyway, so he passed away February 10th. They just revealed it over the weekend.
Get it. Get it.
Woo! Amazing. Airwolf, ladies and gentlemen.
What a wild ride.
Yes, it was.
Dude, I'd love to see you do like a live show of just playing the Airwolf theme.
I wish I could play the Airwolf theme. In fact, that's all I'm going to do today. Is
teach
learn
yourself
Airwolf
the Airwolf theme.
Theme.
The curtain opens.
That's it.
Chuck in a tux.
No, I'm in the Airwolf helmet. That's can you
imagine? And then it's just this.
Yeah, man.
People would start to leave pretty quick.
I don't care. I don't do it for them. I don't do it for them. I do it for myself.
What is he doing? What is this?
People start to leave. This is what I thought.
It almost sounds similar to the Revenge of the Nerds.
It does.
But listen, what you have to understand.
Battle.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's all the same guy. So it wouldn't shock me if the same guy who did this did all the other themes for
like Jan Hammer, what's his name?
Yeah, like Knight Rider.
All the 80s themes.
Yeah, it was all the same guy. Or there was actually like I think two dudes. So he did the theme for Top Gun. Mm.
Sylvester.
I know nothing about him.
Look at him. This guy's different. That guy did cocaine for sure.
He looks like a young Wilford Brimley.
So he was like the guy you went to when you couldn't afford the real dude.
He did movies too, like Cat People, Cobra, Hot Shots, Navy
Cobra,
Seals,
amazing.
Mannequin, Burglar, Courage Mountain, Scarface, and Flashdance.
He did the Scarface?
Yep.
He did the montage, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Take it to the limit!
Oh, wow.
There you go. Way more than you ever thought you'd know or need to know about Airwolf
helmet,
and
man?
The theme of Airwolf.
I gotta get that helmet now.
Cool helmet. They don't really...
All it was, it looks like, it was like a motorcycle helmet.
They all were.
Yep. Amazing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Should you worry that your sex robot could kill you?
I guess it all depends if the thing has got, like, strangle arms or...
Right.
You know?
Artificial intelligence researchers have consistently warned of the security risks posed by internet-connected robots, with hundreds recently calling on governments to ban weaponized robots. The latest warning comes from a cybersecurity expert who made his... big reveal to several newspapers in the United Kingdom. He said hackers can hack into a robot or a robotic device and have full control of the connections, the arms, the legs, and other attached tools, in some cases knives or welding devices. Often these robots can be upwards of 200 pounds and very strong. Once a robot is hacked, the hacker has full control and can issue instructions to the robot. The last thing you want is for a hacker to have control over one of these robots. Once hacked, they could absolutely be used to perform physical actions for an advantageous scenario or to cause damage.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I watched a thing on Elon Musk. Elon Musk was talking about where stuff is going. And he said that right now you could get a fleet of like, say, 20 little drones, nothing crazy. And you could put the software that's on your telephone, like the facial recognition, and they could fly around in a crowd, pick out the person that they want to take out, have just a tiny bit of explosive on them, fly right into them. And he goes, you could do that right now. He goes, you could do it right now. You could have a fleet of them.
I saw a thing that there was like these robot tanks.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about the robot tank.
And they have some kind of like AI murder policy.
Yeah.
But the sex robots we have today wouldn't have the ability to murder us. And the
not
ones
yet,
like
no.
The real dolls and stuff, they're not on a level where they could be hacked and then could physically attack us.
No, unless they were, you know, they had something inside of them that was like, you didn't realize they had some form of explosive or...
Right.
They couldn't...
Well, sure, they can't walk by themselves.
They'd have to be rigged up as a killing machine.
The only thing, maybe they could clamp their vag on your dong or...
Well, I'll escape that clutch. No problem. Not gonna get me, robot.
Ooh, nice try, robot.
Slip right out of there.
It's already happened on a much smaller scale. We talked late last year about the fact that there was a vulnerable butt plug that had been hacked.
Yeah.
Yes.
and they could found out they were able to get into it and could manipulate it against the person's will because it was controlled by Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So they were able to take over some people's butt plugs.
That's no bueno.
Hackers got my plug, man.
Yeah. You can just rip it out of yourself.
Wow.
Right?
Easily.
Oh, dare you vibrate when I'm not in the mood for vibrations.
Exactly.
Just want constant pressure.
That's what he's into.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Vibrations make you go off too fast.
Yeah.
Just want constant Very stressful.
Plus, if you're like a level 3 vibration guy and someone hits you with a level 10, you're not ready for it.
Wowie!
Ready for it.
Wowie!
Yeah, you're not ready
that
for it.
That was a very innocent butt plug reaction. Wowie!
Perfect.
This is a family show, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to keep it family friendly.
As Thank we talk you, about butt plugs.
Thank you, James, for keeping it family friendly.
Oh, man.
It just, I know you don't want your butt plug to be vulnerable, but you don't want your sex doll to kill you either. So if we reach a point where sex dolls are more robotic.
Yeah, once they're like walking around and they have arms and they can move, of course they could be hacked to strangle you right to death.
It's basically a Terminator with a boner or whatever.
That's really what it is.
And you need a double set up that dual authentication.
Exactly.
If somebody tries to hack your sex bot, you get a text notification. Someone's trying to gain access to
Exactly.
You.
And you put your thumb on their nipple to read your thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, are people still afraid of them?
Afraid
I know,
of what?
I think we've embraced.
Who's really afraid of them?
Of robots.
Oh,
I think
well,
a lot
yeah.
of people are afraid of robots.
People are afraid of AI is what it is.
AI is terrifying.
But I don't think people are afraid of sex dolls.
No, I mean, I'm afraid of people
They're creepy. Some people, I think, would be afraid of them. Would you touch one right now?
Well, no, but I don't have a fear of that. I'm grossed out by it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid.
Right.
It doesn't scare me.
I bet I could chase you around with one and you'd run.
Well, just because
I could
it's
get
you.
One easily if you want to experiment with one, Dave.
I don't, but thanks for asking.
Can you really?
Put an offer.
Yeah. I got one phone call to Adam and Eve. I bet you I can get one.
Like a real doll type, one of those things.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I don't think they have one that like walks around and will talk to you, but there's one that, you know, like Lars and the Real Girl. Like like one like that from that movie. I can get it there.
Sure, explain that to Amber. I'm just doing research for the show.
That's it.
Don't worry.
Just wanted to see if this scared me or not.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Chokes Dave
out. Tell Amber not to worry about the size of the doll's knockers. He likes Amber's knockers the way they are. But, you know.
Very strange scenario. I appreciate the offer. I'm gonna pass.
All right. It's always on the table, Dave.
Okay, thank you. Maybe Chuck
one
would like to take one for a while.
Chuck, let me know. One phone call.
I've got one. I'm not afraid of it.
But what I'm saying is most people aren't afraid of sex dolls right now, but would they be afraid of a sex robot? Would they put their faith and their dong in a fully automated sex robot?
I'm already terrified of any of the BJ machines that they have out there.
I know they look just
like they'll kill you. So
I saw a like promotional clip from one of those sex conventions. And that thing looked like it could kill you.
Exactly. So there's a lot of fear in that. They'll have to go through and not kill a bunch of people before I own one.
You got to really test it out.
Yeah,
you take
do.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're willing to wait
years away from sex robots.
Yeah,
fully functional sex.
Fully
robots.
Functional.
But as soon as they can be like the Blade Runner robot,
the Westworld stuff,
the Westworld robots.
Once that happens, it's
bye bye.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of sex, as the saying goes, you're only as old as you feel. For John and Dr. Annie Campbell. Both in their 70s.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, Andy.
They feel that getting their sex on is not just for the younger set. The couple have been together many years. They're sex educators. They met online. And they have made a porno to prove that sex is still good when you get old.
We could have took their word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to make a video of it.
We have to see it.
But we don't.
Just tell us.
I don't. I don't take their word for it.
No.
They've teamed up with a director named Erica Lust.
It's not as good.
For a new porno called Soul Sex.
Oh, no. I mean soul of a foot, do they?
I don't like it.
They believe sex is a spiritual act. They want to show the world that sex can still be awesome when you're old.
Okay.
And baggy, as they say.
Okay.
So here's a link to There's
Jesus Christ.
That's enough.
That's enough.
No, it's not.
Just that.
That's
shot.
Proving it's not very good.
A couple of pale prunes and a warm embrace.
First of all, they have way too much light in that room.
Why is it so bright?
It's so bright.
Turn the lights on.
No,
that's another trick, though, because if you brighten stuff up, then it brightens everything up and it takes away some imperfections in the human skin.
So does the dark.
Yeah. I'd rather it be all dark.
That's what it should be.
You want to see a little taste of it?
Yeah, I mean,
here?
Let's go.
Right. Well, a taste too. A
little taste of it.
Well. I don't have the sound up. I don't know if I should.
You can, yeah.
She's a wonderful, wonderful friend.
My bad.
Very nice couple with clothes on.
Oh,
so
my God.
So sweet and gentle.
Look at that. At least it's not going to show anything for real.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's unbelievable courage.
He's also exceedingly funny. We laugh such a lot.
Highly, very intelligent. Very sexy.
He's my best pal.
Easy now with that hand, Amber.
Hey.
And the biggest thing I felt is that she allows me to be me.
So sex.
That's so sweet.
I'm glad they didn't show us
that actually turned out to be really nice. As bad as I thought.
Until you see the guy walking with a gimp mask and a strap.
All it looked like was the footage they used for a Cialis commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
A little more skin.
No, but show me the real thing. Show me, like, don't be fooled. They made a porno, guys.
So they've been married for a long time?
No, they've only been together since 2013.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's why they're still
online.
Banging.
But they say
how old is she? She's
They're both in their 70s. She's 72. She looks great.
Good. She looks
she
really
looks
good.
She looks great for 72.
She's 72. She looks
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't as bad.
He's trying to fake.
I know.
I mean, yeah.
That was
so sweet.
Fake.
I'm glad they're banging. I just don't want to see it.
Yeah,
no,
at least you
no.
didn't have to see the whole thing. But, like, they made one where you can see the whole thing.
Is that where? Is it somewhere, huh?
Right? Isn't that it?
Yeah. This is
they made one.
I thought that would be so bad, but it actually made me feel good.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice.
I thought the same thing. Wow, this girl that made this porn is into some crazy stuff.
What is this about?
Is the woman, Erica Lust, who made that porn for them.
I like her one right there.
Wine is the best lubricant?
No, his was first in
my backside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's some putting it.
Wine is the best lubricant.
That's so true.
That's volume 6, too.
Jeez, that was a popular series.
This is the woman who did their porn. I just found her website. I was trying to find her.
So does this chick just do normal, like she just does normal people porn all the time?
And then
calls it something? Oh boy, I don't need to see that one there.
Cheesy Pete's.
A blowjob is always a great last minute gift idea.
Yep.
Volume 1.
Yep. Hey, thanks, man.
She's not really good with the titles, this Erica Lust.
No. She doesn't leave a lot for the imagination, I'll just say that.
Like, the titles are all a paragraph long.
Where's this old couple?
I can't find them. I can't find them. Do you find my feet suckable? That's another one she did.
Hmm.
What a body of work.
Do we know what they're... Oh, there it is. Oh, is that just what we were at?
You see why the guy married her. Not going to get much action at
no,
the
there's a. Oh, yeah, we're going to see some more here. It looks like he's got a mouthful of nip.
March 14th. I don't think we are.
I think this is a teaser for it.
Yeah, it's March 14th. Jesus. He's
got a full boob in his mouth there. She does.
Man.
Good for her.
That move knows no age, huh?
Oh, this is just the same thing we watched. Okay, all right. I thought it would be more.
Good for them. I'm happy they're banging.
Yeah,
no, they seem like a nice couple. They're still having sex, and they just want to prove that sex is still good when you get old.
Mm.
It may not be as good.
Right.
But it's still good. Yeah, this isn't going to be released for a couple of days, so you'll have to... As soon as it comes out, Andy, I'll send it right to you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Get a notification.
Yeah.
It's available.
Oh, Dave texted me. Dave texted me.
It's plenty.
Surprise!
Plenty of examples of old people having sex in it.
The first sentence of their Dear Erica... Don't read it out loud, but my lord.
That is true. They're not really breaking any barriers or anything, other than the fact that they're real, I guess. But real old people, they make porn all the time.
Oh, yeah. There's just tons of it.
Yeah, but this is just a couple proving you can still have intimacy at that age, I guess, right? Not so much like a full-edged F in your face porn.
Yeah, I mean, I
yeah, they talk about not having orgasms, but that it's not about that.
Like, neither of them do?
But it says it doesn't depend on outcomes such as, you know, orgasms or finale.
You never know, huh?
Doesn't mean it's not an orgasmic experience, though.
Right.
Oh, he looks pretty busy. Is she asleep?
No, she's not asleep. She's just enjoying it.
She's just imagining Brad Pitt or some young hunk.
Is she dead? Is she dead? Oh, my God. That takes a bit of the thrill out of it.
Are you still with me?
It's scary every time you do it.
Oh. Stop closing your eyes! It's freaking me out!
Every couple of minutes, he's got to shake her.
Yeah. Hey! Oh, you gave me quite a fright.
Oh.
Sorry. You gotta stop closing your eyes like that. Every time you do, I think it's the big one, you know?
Stop talking and get your mouth on me.
All right. Get your mouth on me. Just give me a tap every couple of minutes so I know you're still with me.
Yeah. I'll squeeze your hand or something.
We're in the home stretch here, you know? Yep. That's crazy to think that one day you'll worry that your partner is dead during sex.
That's a real worry. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really a real worry.
They say there are no taboos, and whatever feels good is good.
Everything's open.
You're damn right it is. It's different every time, and it's always deeply mindful.
Where do you want it?
If everyone made love this way, they too would experience a deep, intimate pleasure that creates an inseparable natural bond. So they want to share their porn, soul sex, with the whole world. They want to show them the beauty that is being created when love, lust, and mind embrace.
So basically, this is like, you know, they've been making porn like this. I would say that it's generally targeted at women. It is a young, attractive couple that almost looks like they're really together. And they have, like, very passionate, what looks like real, intimate sex with each other. Mm. This is that for old people.
Yeah. Everything is slow, they say.
Well, it has to
be. It's not going to be fast, Dave.
Each person is focused.
My hip is gone! Well, why'd you do that for? I told you to slow down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Oh, no! Is your back all right?
No.
How's your sciatic?
Flared up.
I bet. Yeah, I told you not to jackhammer me like that.
You know how I like it.
Yeah, you're not in your 20s anymore.
I know. Everything's slow, each person focused on their own sensations and their body and mind. It increases the combined pleasure and ecstasy that you experience with your partner. That's what they call soul sex.
Man, see, what would be awesome about this is, so like, the selling point is all this stuff. And then when they start to do it, it gets real BDSM real quick.
Yep. All right, I got the zipper mask on.
I mean, no, it starts all like nice, and then she just slaps him across the face, and you're like, "Oh my God,
choke me! What's about to happen?"
He did say something like, "She's very open," or,
"Oh yeah, no, she's everything's open, everything's on the table." I think in this little couple, mind you, by the time you're 72, I bet everything is open. Like,
you think
time is of the essence, man.
You don't have much time to, you know, try stuff out.
That's crazy to think, like, in your 70s you can get into backdoor stuff.
Listen, I think the closer you get to death, the more you think about, do I really want to die
not knowing
without knowing? Yeah. I already think this way. I'm already thinking this way. You know, like, do I really want to go my whole life not having tried certain things?
What's on your list then, Chuck?
Let's not worry about my list, Dave. But isn't that...
You probably don't want to know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but yeah. There's a lot of things out there.
Life in the end, like, is like all about looking back and seeing what the regret was. Right?
Or like, what are you here for? Mm. Are you here to just be stuck in some kind of dogma?
The backdoor stuff is like this... Well, I have to do that before I die.
I think you should.
I think that your 70s is too... That's a dangerous time and probably too late to.
Well, and this is why. And okay,
we talked about it before. The loose butthole factor.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta watch, and it's probably
that's a show I missed on TV.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Tonight on the loose butthole factor.
What a game show that is, huh? The loose butthole factor. But she's right. I mean, it is. It's not the best time.
Do it when you're younger.
It's not. Yeah. Do it when you're younger. That's a great point, Lise.
Must watch
which TV. Everyone's doing now.
That thing's already just taken a wallop from
life.
Yeah.
I don't know. Put there's a lot of different list. Ways to expand your horizons. And
the loose butthole factor.
Yeah.
It is. There's certain things you do. You miss the boat on that.
Yeah,
at 70.
Just going to let it go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, we've talked about sex bucket list before, but it's what we're getting into right now. And you are right, Chuck. For men, backdoor stuff didn't make the top 10 of what they have on their sex bucket list as guys.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that, I would assume that's having sex in someone else's backdoor.
These days?
I think it's either or. I think it's got to be either or. But. You'd think it's the one, but I guarantee it's probably 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
80 someone else, 20 yourself. You know?
So getting it on in the car makes men's top 10 things they have on their sex bucket list still. Getting it on in the water. Backdoor sex. One night stand. Using a sex toy. These are all pretty vanilla. Having a threesome. Having phone sex.
Jesus Christ.
Incorporating food and role playing. That's on guys' sex bucket list. Some of those you could knock a bunch of those out in one night.
Yeah.
Most of them should be all knocked out.
Yeah.
For women, incorporating a toy, doing it in the water, getting it on in a car, role playing, light bondage, blindfold, handcuffs, flavored lube, crazy, phone sex, and sexy photo shoots. Backdoor did not make women's top.
Oh, no, not on there, huh?
So everybody's fascination with doing it in the water.
I don't know.
It's not ideal.
No.
It's never good.
Yeah, it's like not a...
It's overrated. I think they just haven't tried it.
It looks good in the movies, but I assure you.
Yeah, trust me.
It is not the...
Yeah, does the hot tub affect it, or...
Don't look at me with that.
Yeah, no, I just wonder.
Don't look at me with it. Yeah, no, it's just like bad scene. Phone sex, huh?
Come on, what are we?
That's like, am I a teenager? A
blindfold? Yeah. What's you so scared? Just get you something to blindfold yourself.
Hey, close your eyes.
Yeah, cover your eyes like this.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if they asked our listeners this, it would be a totally different top 10, right?
I really like to go to drink and kill somebody in the that's right. The fruits of passion.
Scary.
Maybe let's put that out there just for a minute. What's on the Dave and Chuck the Freak listener bucket list that didn't make this boring list? Something extreme sexual that you want to try but haven't been able to yet. 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. What do you still have on your Dave and Chuck the Freak listener sex bucket list you haven't been able to check off yet? Because handcuffs, I mean, you could knock out, look, I could do five of these in one night with someone.
You've done it. You've
role playing, light bondage, blindfold, handcuffs, flavored lube. I mean, done. That's one night with someone. How is that still on your list?
Well, to me, this whole bucket list, none of it, like.
I don't know who they asked, like some Christian association or
something. Yeah. Because this bucket list is like all checked.
Yeah. I knocked all those out by like 22.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. A younger person's. it's like.
I don't understand.
If this is on an old person's list,
but see, this is what, sad. And this is my point. My point is, So you're going to get to 74 years old and not have done some stuff. Like, you're going to let yourself die? Without, like,
without
knowing?
Experiencing? Well, sometimes it's out of your control.
The texts have gone nuts.
Yeah?
Yes, they have.
What are they saying?
Stuff I haven't heard of. Steaming.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
That's taken a real
Midgets.
Twist.
Steaming.
Oh, cigarettes in my pee hole.
Mm-hmm. That's not how you smoke a cigarette.
You can.
Silly. Giant orgy. Mile High Club. Angle, sex on the regular.
Angle slop and slap.
Gang bang.
Pegging.
A lot less RJ stuff than I expected.
Underwater.
I think they've all done it.
I guess.
Yeah, it's not on
bucket
list anymore.
Because it's been done. What is steaming? I'm assuming it's something involving poop.
It's bad, yeah.
It seems bad.
Seems like bad. It would be bad if we found out.
I think that you're right, but I don't know for sure.
Because steamer is like,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So
you
steaming.
Know what a steamer is.
Yes, indeed.
Mm.
Oh.
Let's see. You ready to find out? No. I don't know. Nothing.
Maybe they got it wrong. Maybe they meant something else.
Well, what's
dirty
steam?
There it is.
That's dirty steam.
So it's kind of like what a wrestler would do before entering the ring.
Or does it just have to do with, was it Gwyneth Paltrow doing the vaginal steaming? They just want to do that?
I don't know. You know when Triple H...
I think that's too innocent.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what steaming is. I know what Chuck's saying.
I think it's like the...
You're making it mist.
Yeah, you make it mist.
You make it mist.
A milky mist.
Yep. Let's go to David. What's on your sex bucket list that's out of the ordinary?
How's she going, eh? I'm really into big girls and face sitting, so like a combination of those two would be
like a smother.
You're not worried
like
about
to the point of dying.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Like you want to go that far with it?
Smothering.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like almost like autoerotic asphyxiation, but without the auto part.
Yeah, they call it the avalanche.
Should be able to make that happen.
I'm sure I
could get a big girl to sit on your face in a heartbeat.
You will do that?
I mean, Dave's doing it.
Sure
you go to a website.
Dave's going to hook you up.
I'm just saying, I could just put it out here and get him
there
a couple of numbers.
Big girls that know Dave. He needs you.
Good luck, man.
Call it the landslide.
Yeah. See, that gave me anxiety just thinking of that.
Well, like a big girl sitting on your face?
Yeah, to the point of, like, suffocation.
They've killed before. Big girls have killed.
Yeah, they'll kill. That could kill you.
They've definitely killed before.
It's just a...
One guy's fantasy is another guy's nightmare.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's in most cases.
Charles. Hiya, Charles.
Hi.
So what's still on your list?
Well, I got to be good like the guy told me. Got to be good on the radio.
Yeah.
First of all, peace out, bros, and I love your show. You guys crack me up every morning.
Thank you.
I laugh at you guys every. You guys start my day. I mean, really, literally, you start my day.
Thanks, man.
So, I got a. This is some crazy thing I did. I don't know why I did this. I've been asking myself three times, why did you do
okay,
that?
Okay, well, tell us what it is.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. All right. I'm going to, you got about.
Yeah. It's like, well, I was online on Amazon. I'm like, you know, I looked at these butt plugs and I'm like, well, if I was to do that, I would need a beginner set because I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, well, I'm going to bring this special beginner set.
All right. So, yeah, you're going butt plug. Good luck, Charles. Right.
Thank you for listening so much. Really appreciate it.
And there he is.
The butt plug
really
beginner set.
Let's shove it up your ass. Let us know how it goes. Next text.
Did you just say?
He did. Mm-hmm. Dave, parting advice. Shove it up your ass.
No, I heard that. Let us know how it goes. That's a follow-up he wants.
He's got a bottom line.
Dave hates not getting a follow-up, you know?
Did he put it up his ass or not?
Let us know how it goes. It went poorly.
You'd never know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness. Oh, well. All right, so this next person says, I identify as a straight woman, but I would love to bang a chick with a strap-on.
Seems like guys have this incredible power. I want to experience it.
Get you one and do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's know how it goes.
Get you one and do it.
Get you one on Amazon.
Oh, this is a new one. I've never heard of this one.
To your half.
We're asking what Dave and Chuck listeners have on their sex bucket list, because the ones we read were pretty vanilla. I want to make a mold of my own dong to go to town on myself with.
Oh, that's some weird.
Is that like incredibly?
That's inception of that's.
Yeah, that's butt inception.
You like yourself way too much.
Yeah, you're in
it. Right, you want your own dong in your butt. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Therapy. Let's go to therapy.
That's Dave, crazy.
You'd be a little too hot to handle, don't you think, Dave?
All right. That's just nuts.
Yeah.
Who even thinks that way?
I don't know.
You're really into yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're too into yourself.
Too into
I'd like to mold my own donger and do it to myself.
Yeah. I mean, like, I like my guy. I like aesthetically. I mean, he's like, fine.
All right, but that's...
And I know I could handle him.
He's reasonable.
So, I don't know. There's an upside.
That is a wild thing. That guy is like a... That's maybe sociopathic.
Yeah, I was going to say narcissist. Ooh, yeah. Something like that. Something like that, yeah.
Is this even possible, this next one?
What?
I'm a girl. I would love to do a glory hole.
I think she wants to work behind
Wall. That's very,
I just thought she'd put her bits up to it.
She just likes to taste the random
letter. She wants.
Do they have female glory holes, though?
Like,
where the bits are shoved in the hole?
I mean, maybe.
The glory hole's for the donger.
Right.
Whatever's on the other side. You can do all sorts of stuff on the other
side.
But
I wondered if there were ladies putting their bits there to get them serviced.
I think so.
Like, so a guy would be in there, like...
A guy or another lady.
So it'd be a lesbian glory hole.
Right.
That's what you'd look up.
Yes.
Look it up. See if they made the porn. Lesbian glory hole.
I feel like it should be equal opportunity glory holes.
Business called clam slappers.
Oh, there are. They're out there.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at it. There it is.
Yeah.
Let's watch a little bit of
the stall.
Looks intriguing.
I'm not sure it's good.
Oh, wait. What's she? That's not.
It's like a toy.
Is that she's got a strap on?
Looks like it.
And then she's pounding her with it there.
And then they
abandon the glory hole at some point.
Yeah, they do. They just.
So, not really what we're thinking of here. There's a Czechoslovakian glory hole.
Yeah, Jesus. Those videos are wild. Those videos are wild. That's like a place guys can go.
It's like a pump and dump.
It's a place normal dudes can go.
What?
Czechoslovakia, different place.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's they've got girls like strapped in and stuff, and dudes just go. They pay money and bang these like random. They can't see who they are. It's just like legs hanging out of a wall.
They all have to stand next to each other.
Yeah, they're all in one.
Yeah, it's a weird. Yeah. It's a weird.
It's
thing.
Like you're at a urinal, but you're
it's Czechoslovakia. You know,
pumping up.
Doesn't that seem like good scene?
It's a Czech fantasy. John's with us. What's on your sex bucket list?
I've seen him.
That's out of the ordinary.
I want to have it with a robot, but the robot's going to be brand new. You know, it's
like used.
Yeah, your own robot, fresh.
My robot, or first off the line, you know, one of those sales they got when the store opened, you get to hear the stuff first.
You want to unbox it?
I want to have it.
Mm. Yeah.
With a brand new sex robot.
Yeah.
Brand new. New in box.
Ooh, doll joints and amputees? What is that? Doll joints? Like you want to bang a bunch of doll parts?
No, I think this is humans.
With like a... Like a prosthetic?
Yeah. But also, having an amputated arm and then doing things with it.
Like the stump grinder?
Like the stump grinder.
Gotcha.
Okay. I mean, that's on your list.
Mm-hmm.
This one, 23-year-old woman, I want a golden shower gangbang.
Gangbang.
Bring your own snorkel.
Yeah. You are young. She's going to get up to some stuff.
What?
She's 23. Yeah. That's what she wants.
her life has a whole bunch of craziness ahead.
Imagine you met a chick. Everything's cool.
She tells you that.
Everything's awesome. And you find that out.
Golden shower gangbang, you say.
But that's rattling around in her brain.
My lady, you are advanced.
Yeah.
Someone said that is narcissism at its finest. Millennials just walking around shoving their own dongs up their asses. That's crazy to think of.
Yeah, so I said professional help is needed.
Yes.
It's a, like a new response to like go after yourself. It's like, I wish I could.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be doing it if I could. I had a mold.
I've seen it, by the way.
$1,200?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you mean what?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else is with that guy because they're saying, honestly, own dong, own butt sounds good.
Man, oh, man.
Someone said, shove it up your ass, let me know how it goes, is how they're going to break up with their partner.
Shove it up your ass, let me know how it goes.
Peace out. Yeah. The Dave Hunter. Adios.
Shove it up your ass, let me know how it goes.
Oh, my God. Someone wants a Dave Hunter before they die. That's a lap dance with a limbless woman.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
You can keep it down over there.
She wasn't limbless.
No, she had arms.
Certain.
She had arms.
She had a couple of them.
Yeah.
Duncan from Fort Myers. What's on your sex bucket list that is out of the ordinary?
It looked like he was having the time of his life.
I guess one of the things up there is probably something you might not have heard of. Sex in a fursuit.
Oh, no, we've heard of it.
Oh, you're obviously new to our show, Duncan.
Yeah. I heard that like 10 years ago.
Yeah, we've been down furry road.
Oh, God, yeah.
But you want to be in the suit or you want to be banging someone in a suit?
Probably both.
No, probably have a chick in the suit, I think, would be cool.
What do you want her dressed as?
Little fox?
Yeah, fox.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Wow. You nailed it.
Yeah. You got to go to a convention.
Yeah, you need to go to a furry convention.
If I was going to bang a furry, it'd have to be a fox.
A fox.
Really? If you were going to bang a furry, what do you think it would be?
Probably fox, too. Yeah. Like foxes.
A fox?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't
know. You haven't thought about it. He has.
I haven't thought about it.
No.
Like a wolf girl?
Yeah. There's
Old cat woman, maybe. I don't know.
I would go cat. I would go cat.
I was going to say.
You'd go rabbit, huh?
I thought would be a popular choice.
Stuff, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't.
Going with the cute.
Cute little bunny cat. Yeah.
Little bunny rabbit.
But I'd want to see who's in that rabbit.
No, but you don't get to. That's what sucks.
No, then I don't. Because God knows what's going on.
That's why we're out of the furry game. I like to see who I'm having sex with.
Yeah, it's hot, too. Hot in the furry game.
This one, 22-year-old.
Sweaty. You know? It's a mess.
And there it is hot, literally.
Yeah, it seems like it would be.
Sweaty hot.
And like, for a second, people thought Lisa was into it.
Yeah,
like,
oh, my God. I'm not hot. When I bang without a furry suit on, I'm reaching core temperature danger zone.
I have a furry suit on. I can take my clothes off, and I'm half a Sasquatch already, so.
I couldn't imagine what the inside of my furry suit would be.
Trust me, as moist. A former cartoon character performer, it's wet.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I keep thinking about is like the heat.
Gotta keep hydrated.
Could you imagine having sex in that thing, Dave?
No. He did. He had sex in it.
No, relax.
Not in his costume.
He did.
No. Amongst the costumes, but not in them. 22-year-old woman, and my sex bucket list has only one thing on it. Bukkake.
Jesus. How old?
22.
Oh. You meet a fine young lady.
Yes.
Court her for months.
I've courted you, my dear. Now it is time to talk of our fantasies.
Bukkake.
Peace out, my lady.
Her favorite porn is German goo girls.
Yes.
It's the early 20s girls that are
They're wild. This is why it's just so easy for any of these young dudes. Like it's
because they're up for them.
They're up for everything.
Apparently.
At least the ones that listen to the show.
Right, they may be a different breed.
Reach out.
I feel like German Goo Girl is going to get a lot of hits today.
Yeah.
I think he gets a lot of hits every day.
3 G's.
Yep.
Good luck to you, madam. I hope you make that come true. I will not volunteer to set that one up for you, though.
No, that's wild.
Dave's just getting big girls to...
He can do that. That's all he can do.
That's all he can do.
I can call down the mighty thunder and get a big girl to sit on your face, but a bukkake is where I draw the line.
Dave just standing outside of Weight Watchers with a...
What do you need?
Hey, you want to play
ice cream?
What you looking to do, fella?
Well, I've got this ice cream.
I will trade you this gallon of ice cream if you'll sit on a stranger's face and almost kill him.
Deal. The earth?
It's not my face, no.
Okay. Yeah, sign me
up. A strange person who called in that I promised I would hook them up with a large lady to suffocate them almost to death.
Well, I don't want you to look like a liar, though.
So. I'm a man of my word.
Okay. Yep. I'll give you half of this ice cream now and half when you sit on his face.
50% up front?
That's right.
All right.
That's too generous. She only gets a taste. Points. She only gets a taste.
Yeah.
She only gets a taste.
One spoon.
That's one spoon. That's all you get.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.